Ramchal Derech Eitz Chaim. So, we spoke last week about that the amal, the toil of a person, isn't because that he was created from Afa and Adama, wasn't because of his physical nature, rather because of the Avon, his sins, or we're going to see more, the Kesher to his Yetzirah, his connection to his Yetzirah, or the effect of the Yetzirah that had on him after the Chet. Before the Chet, no. Ki kishiyatza min ha'adama, when man came out from the land, from Yatza blo amal, he came out without any amal. In other words, when God created man, min ha'adama, man came out from the Adama without any toil. Right? The kishinolad meha isha, but when he came out from a woman, yatza la amal, he came out with amal. Okay, that is explanation. He's going to explain this now. The pirish bekad ikagodl, and here is explained a very major foundation. Sheika ha'amal, the main toil of a person who acha shitchilu ha'anashim lo'olid, after people gave birth. Right? So, now, it seems from the Ramchal here that he's learning that the birth of Cain and Hevel were after the Chet. Hainu, that is to say, Cain kina de misavuta. Cain is kina. Kina literally means the no, not in this case. I think it means here, kina in the sense, it could be in jealousy, but I think here means, kina de masavuta means the, like a cane, like a dwelling place of impurity. I.e., it could be kina as well, but it's here, it means like a kan, kan sipo. The kan means the dwelling place of, like, bad, so to speak, impurity. Kamosha Pirshu Bazoa, like it's explained in the Zohar, ki af al pi shegam adam nitma b'cheto, even though the man became impure through his sin, the sin of Adam Rishon, aval ika zuhamat hanachash, the main zuhama, the main how do you say zuhama, the dirt or the bad of the nachash of the snake, the Nachash HaKadmoni, the furry, right? The Yetzahara, Yatza b'bnei Chava, came out in the children of Chava after the Chet. Ki ba hutal hazuama, in her was placed the zuama of the Nachash. That's what Chazal mean when they say that that the Chet of eating of Eitz Hadas, he tilba, placed in Chava zuamat Nachash. It means the Zohama of the Nachash was placed in Chava. She ate and she again gave to her husband. According to Sfarim, her eating was her connection with the Yetzirah, with the Nachash, i.e. the Nachash, so to speak, had relations with her. I.e., the relations that man had with Chava was a relationship of Tov V'ra. It was Mu'ur of Tov V'ra. The Arizal explains that's a concept of relationship on Yom Chol. That man, the eating of the Chet of Adam HaRishon wasn't the eating of the fruit, it was the connection of Adam and Chava. They were supposed to connect on Shabbos, which is Kulo Tov, and then we would go straight into Olam Haba. And I had a mitzvah to eat the fruit, I to connect with his wife on Shabbos. But he connected on the weekday. And because the weekday represents Mu'urav, it's a mixture of Tovara, so the connection was a mixture of Tovara, i.e. there was a connection of the Nachash and Adam in Chava, i.e. the Zuama, the bad in the world, got now impregnated into Chava. And that bad, now we're saying, gets put onto her children. So the ikka ra, the ikka intrinsic ra that a person has, come because he's a yilud isha. He's born from a woman after the chet. And that's kina, this msavuta, that's the so to speak, the ken, the kain represents that he's the place, the dwelling place of this impurity, this zoama. Venimtza, shahaleida, the birth, kach haita la'amal, the birth of man, therefore, was with a lot of amal. So he's explaining also that before man was born, so to speak, a yesirat kapayim shel Adam, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was formed from the ground, i.e. he was born from the ground, Mother Earth, so to speak, right? He was born from the ground. That was without Amal. But now being born from Chava, who had this intrinsic Ra that was innate in her because of the Chet, now the birth of man is with Amal, is with toil. That's why, if you now understand the Psukim, the Klala of Chava is, right, Betzah, right, she'll have children, and Betzah she'll bring them up. Because this Zoama is what causes all the tzar in the world, all the pain. And this is intrinsic to Chava. Yeah? V'lachein, Kain, haya oved adama. Kain, right, who was now going to work the land. Ki ha'adama kva ne'arara. The land already became cursed, ba'avu adam, because of man, because of the sin. Right? And therefore, Cain now had to fix the Adama, right, through his toil, in order to fix the Cher of Adama Rishon, which he didn't do. He didn't. He brought Pishta from the Adama. He brought as an offering Pishta. And he didn't bring the best. And Pishta represents the Ra in the world. So actually, Cain didn't fix the Cher of Adama Rishon. He brought down his Sfarim. The seven generations of Cain represents the seven, I think it's the Groh, seven levels of the lower world, i.e. the world of Ra, the world of bad. Okay? L'chen Cain haya oved adam, ki adam kvan huyid rak dab, k'mo shenema, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, arura ha'adama ba'avurecha, the land is cursed because of you, right? Because of your chet. It was fitting for a man to be in a peer in menucha, in a place of resting, peace from all ama before the chet, and therefore, I mean, that's what the midrashim when they say that before the chet, Adam Arishon, right, would pluck a piece of bread from the tree and eat it. Now, after the chet, instead of bread being a fruit tree, a man went from being a human being that ate fruit to eating yerek. We spoke about that thing last week, from eating vegetables, like the animals. Vegetables are more animal food, it's not human food. And now this chita was going to be created with a lot of psolet, with a lot of the wheat. There's no longer bread. The wheat was now had a lot of layers or shells of somewhat useless matter around it. Right? I mean, it's useful for us, but it's not useful for man. For us nowadays, you know, you might use the chaff for something, I don't know what else you use the other stuff for, right? But in terms of making bread, which is the tapas, which is the food for man, that's useless. So you have asara siduri depat. You have 10, we explained this, 10 ways in which, 10 malachas that you do to bread. We learned this in Mishnayos of Shabbos, so that we can make bread. On Shabbos we have Lechem Mishnah. You're not allowed to do these Siddur Depat. You're not allowed to do these Melachas on the bread on Shabbos. And on Shabbos you have lechemish, that the bread is already prepared, which is represented in double portion of bread, the man that came on Erev Shabbos, right? An extra portion, i.e. vehichinu, the Shabbos is already a place of preparation. You didn't need to be prepared for. There's no amal on Shabbos, because Shabbos represents Olam Haba, i.e. the world of Tikkun. That's what Shabbos was supposed to be. Shabbos was supposed to take us there. You with me? So these 10 melachas of doing to the bread, these represent the 10 forms of amal, of toil, that man has in the physical world to prepare the bread for Shabbos, for Olam Haba, which is the Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos. Yeah? So now, and that's the place, and Shabbos therefore is the place of Menucha. Menucha Sanefesh, right? Hinei, Ha'adama, the land, Hamishpat, Muchrach Shekach Ta'ale Kocha. Hamashpat, the land that was influenced in this way, it's force that will give its strength, right? V'lechein ne'arara, and therefore, right, it was cursed. He's saying that because the land was influenced because of the chet, right, that there would be now amor in what comes out of the land, right? Just as man's birth is going to be with amor, therefore, when man before the chet came out of the land without toil, right? Now, that which comes out of the land, i.e. that which is born from the land, right, by definition has to come out with toil. Then therefore, it had to be cursed. The kain shiyatsa, and kain that came out, b'pchinat amal, kain who was born after the chet, he came out from Chava with amal, with this concept of amal, because he came out with zuamat hanahash. He came out with the bad of the chet of Adam Rishon, which is this nachash, which was hitil, its badness in Chava. Lachen haya oved et adama. He had to work the land with amal, with toil, because he was bebechina this amal. Right? You with me? And that's what it means by Chazal. Chazal says, Adam la'amal yulad. After the chet, man is created to toil. If he's zoche, if he has merit, amal over Torah. His toil is in Torah. And if not chas v'shalom, his toil is in other things. That's what it means in Pirkei Avos when it says, kol hamkabel alav, all Torah. Anyone who receives on himself the yoke of Torah, ma'avir mimenu all malchus for all derech eretz, is removed from him the other toils in the world. Man has to now, because he was created in a form of toil, he has to now all toil in those things which are spiritual, or his toil will be in the physical world. Okay. V'hine, b'tchila, in the beginning, ha'shedim, v'kol madregot atuma, ha'yushkuyim b'nukva. That means the shedim, these spiritual beings, bad beings. Explain what shade is, right? Explain that shade is a lashon of shadayim. Shade is a lashon of the chest of a woman, right? That it's yonic. A shade doesn't have sustenance in of itself. It has to have sustenance from something else, right? Because in of itself it doesn't have sustenance. So it comes, and it comes to be yonic, to sustain itself through man in the physical world. The kol madregot hatuman, all the levels of impurity, hayushkuyim, they were, how you say shkuyim, they were like shkia, they were
sunset.
Yeah, sunset, but shkuyim means something that's down, placed like in the nukva, in the nukva, the tuvaraba. It means, yeah. So shakua, maybe the word means there was sunken into the nukva, the female of tahomaraba, in the depths of the female. Now, when they're talking about the nukva here, they're not talking about physically the Nukva, it's talking about that just as in Chava there was a Zumat of the Nachash, there was displacement of the bad of the Nachash and became part of her, and therefore any birth that came from her was a birth of Amal, of toil. So too, the Nukva here refers to the Divine Presence. The Divine Presence of Rish Baruch Hu in this world, right, is, so to speak, is down in the lower physical worlds, right? And it's shakur there, it's sunken there, right? Now, let me explain a bit more what we just read. When they say they were shkuyim benukva, the Tehom Araba, they were, these shadim were in a very, very, there's, like we said, remember there's levels of our world, and there's levels of the lower world, which is represented in Kain, the seven generations of Kain. So the Nukva, I explained it wrongly before, the Nukva doesn't mean the Divine Presence, the Nukva means that part of expression, the lower worlds, the Malchus of the lower worlds, these shadim were in that low place, Tehom Araba, they were very deep down, they weren't connected to our physical world, right? They shouldn't have been at all the ability to move around or be connected at all to our world. Since man went down in his levels, right? Against him went up the shading from their place. In other words, man went down to these levels, so effectively the shading went up. Right? Umalu kol ha'olam. Then they filled the world, i.e., the level of, after the chet, the level of the world was now in the place of the shading. It went to lower places.
So they were in the lower level, not properly balancing, being at the higher, and then when the egos.
It's basically, after the chet, the world went into a much lower level. And the man went to a much lower level. And now man's part, man's like level, is within the Ra. We're surrounded by the Ra. It's filling the world.
The defaults.
That's why we said before, that man, when he's first born, he's born with this Amal, he's born with this toil, and he's born with Kulo Yed Sahara. He's Kulo Ra. Ra minu urav, right? So how does we go back? So they, the first years, we said, the first years, the years of Arel, they are tumim. They have no shaykhis to tov, so to speak. But that's also, there's a plus by that. Since they don't have the ability to choose good, so they're free of chet, they don't have bechira, they're free of chet, or they don't have a level of bechira that they would get punished for it, right? So, therefore, the Torah that they learn, that we teach them, is mashpia more in the world, because it's Torah b'lichet. But it's not Torah that itself, right, can have merit, because it's Torah b'lichet, and in a certain sense, it's, like we said before, it's Torah that's the raglaim, it's ma'amid Torah. It's Torah b'lichet, it's something that the Nachash can't be pogea, can't attack, because there's no bechira, there's no shaykhus to Ra. So since there's no relevance to Ra, he has no achizi, has no connection to it. So those are the reglaim, those are the ma'amidim of Torah, of baal bechira, of a person who has bechira, because him, we said, that what does the nachash do? That's the shilei, the birkaim, the rabbanon, the shalhi, the legs of the rabbis that are how you say shali, that are like that are damaged in a small way, right? So the Yetzirah has the ability to knock off those raglaim, which you said is the machziki Torah. We said the concept of Yerech Yaakov arise. Two pirushim we gave beforehand. So, but the ma'amidim of that is the Torah that Tinochet Shel Beit Rava. That's what he explained beforehand. Remember that? We gave him a previous, we explained that in detail. So, Now, how do you get onto that? And this now explains, now the man went to such a low level that now we're on the level of Tohoma Rabba, right? That means the world's filled, our world's filled with Ra, which represents the Shadim in the fill the whole world. Kamama Rabbatein Zochon Rochet, Brochas Davav Amad Aleph, it says that Kaimi Alan, they're standing around on us, around us, Kikisle Le'ugia, Okay, this is Gemara in Brochas says, Tanya Abba Bin Yomi, says Abba Bin Yomi, you learned in a Braisa. Omen. Imale Nitna Rishus, if it was given permission, La'ayan Nir'ot, for the eye to see, Ein Kol Birya, no person, Yechol Ramod Bin Yamazikin, couldn't stand because of the Mazikin, either they fill the world, right? Mazikin represents its, like the name, Nezik, right?
Damages,
right? So if you understand, you guys are learning Baba Kama, there's Ara, Avas, Mazikin. There's four aspects of damages, right? Shame Mazik. The shame Mazik. There's the shore, the ball, right? Maver, and
Heather.
Bear.
Boring.
Yeah. That's okay. Anyway. Amar Abai, Inahu Nafshi Minan. And there are so many of them, right? B'kaimi Adam, Ki Kisle L'Ugia. And they stand around us like Kisle L'Ugia. So it says here, yeah?
Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi says, we're odd, you can't see, right? The eye to see, Kol HaShedim HaOvdim L'Fanav. All the shading was standing in front of him. He kusla leugia, kashura chafira. It's like a digging of a line, a shur, like a mound. Hamakefet hamakefet. It goes around the tree. Haugia shosin tachat etfonos. Like have a mound of earth around the vine, right? To gather a soft sham maim lashkota getin. So it's there, it's like a cake, a mold of like around the tree. That's how the shadim are. They're surrounding you, right? And it says there actually, the concept says, right? To lashkot a getin. To, you know, you have this mold around it so the water stays there when it rains. Okay? Yeah, so that means you're surrounded by these mazikas, they're all around you. Okay, that's what happened after the chet.